In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
I was listening to a podcast this week that I found quite interesting. It was a man who had researched the situation in Germany following World War II. And some of the things that happened with people who were highly influential in the Nazi party that, of course, was defeated. But many of them, of course, at the highest levels, either killed themselves or were killed or faced war crimes. But there were many others that were high up in the Nazi party, he found, that ended up going on and living not just what we might call a normal life, but in fact lived a privileged life. And this man had actually written a book speaking about how many of these people who had been high up in the party, people who had made great money during the Nazi regime, continued to make a lot of money afterwards. And he talked about specifically some of the German companies. He spoke very specifically about BMW and Audi and the other cars that they make, of course, under their brand, and how even to this day there are funds, charitable funds, foundations that are named after the founders of these companies who themselves were high-ranking members of the Nazi party. And this man was speaking about, he's a Dutch man. He speaks English. He speak on the podcast. I can't speak Dutch. And he wrote this book, you know, he studied the documents in German and was conveying this to an American audience. So I say that, in other words, he was not German. But one of the things that he had pointed out in the book that he had written, which he was discussing on this podcast, was the fact that what bothered him the most is the fact that the Germans sort of hid this, that they didn't want these things to be known. And obviously we can understand why people would not want others to know that their family wealth came from people who profited off the Holocaust. And so what got me thinking about this week is what I heard also during the Holy Friday vigil. You know, if we just sit and listen to Scripture, and not even just sit and listen, there were times that I was back here in the altar area working and people were reading, but they just read continuously from the Scriptures during the Holy Vigil. Usually they start with the Psalms and they'll just go through all of the Psalms, just read them one after the other, nonstop. And then maybe they move to a Gospel or the Acts of the Apostles or some other book in Scripture. But it's interesting what you notice, and every year I notice something different, it seems, when people are just reading the Bible and you're hearing that being read. And what I heard this year continuously during the Holy Friday vigil is God telling us, do not be like your fathers, because your fathers didn't follow me. They only followed me in word and not in deed. Do not be like your fathers who did not take care of the poor and needy. Do not be like your fathers who sinned against me by not taking in the stranger and the foreigner as one of your own. In other words, it was the exact opposite of what this man was talking about on the podcast, where we're guilty of it too. Let's not just blame the Germans, okay? If you don't know about this and you want to learn more about it, just so you understand, I'm not saying anything controversial or conspiratorial. Look up Operation Paperclip. Okay, the United States rescued a bunch of Nazi scientists and technologists who helped create the Holocaust, and we brought them over here to the U.S. without prosecuting them, without anything. Why? Because we wanted to beat the Russians to the moon. So we're all guilty of it. Let's not just blame the Germans. All of us do the same thing. And what is that? We glorify our past. We talk about how great our forefathers were. That's why it's controversial in this country. If a person were to tear down a statue of one of the founding fathers because they held slaves. or someone else because they fought for the Confederacy. It's controversial to people. Why? Because we glorify the past. But in Scripture, it tells us not to. Why? Because we're all sinners. Your fathers were bums, is basically what God was telling you. In other words, don't think highly of yourself, but learn from their mistakes. And just as God loved them, even though they were sinners, even though they were bums, and He saved them, so too He will save you if you change your ways and you do His will. And today the church reminds us yet again this first Sunday after Pascha. What are we hit with when we come here? We're hit with the disciple of Jesus, Thomas, who says, "I don't believe it," when he hears of the resurrection of Christ. The man who was with Jesus during his entire ministry, and he saw the healings, he saw how Jesus took care of people, he saw how he transformed their lives, and he says, "Nope, I don't believe it. I have my doubts," is what Thomas says. And so our Lord condescends to him and shows him his body, his resurrected body, which still had the scars that Thomas could see and feel. And our Lord tells him, "Do not be faithless, but believing." And our Lord says, "Blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe." And that applies to us. We have not seen and yet we believe. Yet some of us have doubts. And I don't mean just doubts like in an intellectual sense, but some of us have doubts in the way that we live our lives. And the church is reminding of that of us that this week. Because how many of us, immediately following the fast, went back to our old ways? No, I'm not saying, you know, obviously we say that we have the feast and we no longer fast from meat and dairy, but as we talked about, during the fasting season, the purpose of the fast is not just to fast in and of itself, but to learn to control ourselves, to learn to fast from sin. And we should continue fasting from sin this Holy Week. But how many of us went back exactly to the way that we were before Lent? How many of us during the Lenten season started to cut back on the things of this world? We were more involved with church, with our prayer life, with reading Scripture, trying to listen less to secular things, trying to stay off of Facebook or other social media, which a lot of people, and it's highly recommended that we fast or limit those things during Great Lent. But how many of us rushed right back into the things of this world, just like as we hear in Scripture, dog returns to his vomit. Those of you who have dogs, you've seen it. They do. How many of us return back to those things? Why? Because we don't really believe. We have our doubts about this resurrected Jesus. And so the church reminds us on this day that Thomas had doubts, that we have doubts, but to remember that we come and we worship this crucified and risen Messiah. And to remember that the things that we gained during the Lenten season, the things that we did that were profitable to our souls, are profitable for us as well during this time when we still celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us, brothers and sisters, recognize that those who came before us were sinners. Those who came before us often neglected God's will. Let us learn from their mistakes. And let us recognize that even in our own, just as God loved His people Israel, through all of their mistakes, through all the messiness of their history, so does God love us through our sin, through the messiness of our lives. To Him be all glory, honor, and worship to the ages of ages. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens.